I give myself away every time I talk about an event at Centro Artístico y Cultural Buena Vista. It's always so exciting because it's such a neat community and a great project that was begun by Roberto Salas, director of the centro, who is with me now, along with David Lyon Anderson, who will be exhibiting Tonto y Güero as part of this year's Día de los Muertos celebration at Buena Vista. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Nice to be here, Monica.
Now, this is way cool, and people don't have to hold off on their excitement because it's tonight.
Yes, it is. Everybody's invited. It's open to the public.
Okay, first thing, give the directions. I'm sure you're used to doing this. How do we get there?
It's actually off of Paisano and Racetrack.
Okay.
And as you go into the community, you make an extreme right, and you'll see a blue cube building with some lights. There's plenty of parking. There'll be signs. And find a place to park and walk on in.
What used to be the little convenience store as you went up around
exactly.
the hill, it's that distinctive little neighborhood. And once you make that first turn, it's kind of a can't miss it situation.
It's 120 Corchain Street and Torres.
All right. Now, if anyone is wondering where the heck did he say that was, you can go to Centro Artístico BV, as in Buena Vista, at blogspot.com. And I'll also give a number a little later. Now, what's the rundown of events kicking off at 6?
We have some exciting things going on. We have a local group here called Seva,
yes.
who's going to be doing a musical workshop, and they're great. They actually take the instruments from different countries and give you an explanation and play music and sing.
Nice.
And that'll be going from 6 to 8 p.m. And we have a little break, and then Dr. Ira Khan will be doing a live performance. He's a one-man band, but he plays the blues, and he rocks the house.
Sweet.
He's from Silver City, and I've been talking to this gentleman, and so he's coming down. And, of course, we have Tonto y Güero, an exhibition by David Anderson, who was a formal professor at UTEP here some years back.
Mm-hmm.
Say hi, Dave.
How long were you here?
I arrived in 1988 and left in 1992.
And during that time, you were?
During that time, I was the director of galleries in the Fox Fine Arts Center, and I also taught design and drawing classes.
Okay, now where are you from originally?
Oh, that's a good question. Long answer. I was born in Utah, raised in Minnesota, Massachusetts, California, Idaho, Texas, and Oregon.
Is there a simple explanation for that?
No.
All right. Well, they'll just skip it then.
Yeah.
But he's our featured artist, and he's going to do a solo exhibition with site-specific work that just has never been seen before. He actually flew in with the work. So
I love the title.
Excited.
Tonto y Güero. Tell me about the title.
Of course, I'm honored to be here, happy to be back.
Where are you here from now?
Oh, I'm from Portland, Oregon now. I'm
okay.
Professor of drawing and painting at Clackamas Community College outside of Portland.
Excellent. Okay.
I've been there for about 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm honored to be here, but the title is, I mean, like, I'm kind of a adopted son of El Paso in kind of a weird, twisted way,
yes.
I guess. I don't know. I loved El Paso the minute I arrived, and I've missed it. And I've been back a couple of times, but it's been way too long. So coming up with that title was like, I mean, I'm here for a Dia de los Muertos show, and I'm some guy from the Northwest, you know, and I mean, I don't even get out in the sun. I'm bleached white.
But you
not
fit somehow.
Sun.
I mean, at least you know Roberto somehow. So how did this connection happen?
Years in 1988, I think I knocked on his door here at UTIP.
I opened my door and I said, hi, who are you? And he said, I'm Roberto Salas. We're going to do some art together. And
Yeah, he does that to people,
yeah.
apparently. What's the subject of the type of exhibition? Give us a little preview.
They're all going to be paintings.
All right.
Acrylic. Most of them are on panel.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few larger pieces on large paper.
Okay.
I didn't want to send any stretch canvases or anything. I didn't want to build crates. I just rolled these things. And all of the smaller panel pieces I brought in my luggage. So
all right.
Must
fit in the overhead bin exhibition.
It did.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. And so we're going to have lots of great visual art, obviously. We'll be able to enjoy this and talk to the artist, I assume, this evening.
Yes.
We'll be able to,
I will be there.
To chat you up, so to speak. And then you'll have the community altar and some other cool hands-on events.
We're inviting people to bring a Xerox of a photograph or a letter that you might want to pin to the altar and some kind of way of remembering that ancestor that we're honoring at this day. And, you know, yes, death doesn't discriminate. It involves us all. This has just a native little flair to it that we're mm-hmm. enhancing. Mm-hmm. But let me talk more about the hands-on people that we have. We have Israel Armendariz, local artist. He's, again, a UTEP graduate. He's putting together the world's largest painted skull, we think. So we might get challenged on that. But we're welcoming anyone to come challenge us. And then we have the Art Picnic Workshop, Eric Gardea. He's a local. He actually is a UTEP graduate and mm-hmm. went to San Francisco Art Institute and got his MFA there.
Nice.
And then we have Papel Picado by Maestra Mary Lou Valencia, who came last year and graced it. She's so busy this year that she couldn't. But she sent Papel Picado, which is beautiful.
Oh, sweet.
And then, we have the Skull Painting Station, and we'll have actually little skulls that people can paint, and the face painting. Everybody loves mm-hmm. that.
And your menu is?
Well, pan de muerto, dead bread, as some people call
it. Dead bread.
Yes.
I love this.
Refreshments and roasted corn, of course. You know,
yeah,
just
the
simple
roasted
menu.
Corn will just bring people in right off the top.
Last year it was a hit. It was just wonderful.
Oh, yes, yes. There are certain culinary delights that are just part of these festivals. This is really, really exciting. And again, Roberto, I get just such a kick out of the fact that this keeps growing, and
it definitely
which is.
Is
where you grew. To give us the thumbnail of
Buena Vista is a little island on the west side that is a village within this big city, and we're kind of interested in the preservation and trying to make this community into a beautiful art destination.
You still have your home there.
I still have my parents' home. I have mm-hmm. a studio there where I go do work, and
although
I'm running
work in San Diego most of the time.
Yes, I split my time between the two places because sometimes one teaches.
Ah, darn! People have to make a living.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes, gentlemen. Thank you so much for coming in, especially on the day of the event, and we are looking forward to a wonderful evening kicking off at 6 p.m. It goes through midnight, and this is a celebration of Día de los Muertos in Buena Vista. For information, go to Centro Artístico BV at blogspot.com, or you can call 619-886-1892. This is the happening place tonight. My thanks to Roberto Salas, director of Centro Artístico y Cultural Buena Vista, and the exhibiting artist, David Lyon Anderson. Thanks, gentlemen.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you.